We're missing a bunch of guys today, Baruch Hashem. So I'm gonna go. I want to get this. This is gonna take us a couple of days. I'm gonna go slow. Make sure we're all on the same page. So take a look. We're looking at the Gemara that Beis Amid Aleph Mitzuvis, and the Gemara here tells us that now we have this din of Shabdu, and you're not getting married until Wednesday. So va'achshav sheshaninu Shabdu, also sheshaninu. He gives mavelonisos. Nisa ochlos mishalova ochlos tshuma, and he gias man be'echa be'shabbos mitoshen yochel lichnos eno malo mazonos laficha chalahu oshechosehi oshepirsa nida eno malo mazonos. So the Gemara is assuming that you know a mission later on in Daf Mem Zayin. We're going to see that mission in a second, but the Gemara, we have a din, and that din is normally speaking after erusin, the husband is not required to supply his wife with mazonos, but he doesn't want, and we don't want her hanging out for a very, very long time without support. She's counting on her husband for support. So the Mishnah Daf Nun Zayin, we'll see in a second, says we give her 12 months to get herself ready for the wedding. We give him 12 months to get ready for the wedding. And if after 12 months they still didn't do nisuin, then he has to support her. He has to go ahead and give her mazonos. And not only that, but if he's a Kohen and she's now married to a Kohen, she's also allowed to eat truma. So now the Gemara is telling us the following halacha. She doesn't have to eat shuma. She can't eat shuma. So now the Gemara is telling us the following halacha. If the wedding date was supposed to be Sunday, and that was the 12-month anniversary, and now what happens? They can't get married. Why? Because the halacha, the Mishnah tells us, you have to wait till when? Till Wednesday. You have to wait till Wednesday. So in such a case, does he have to supply her with mazonos for those 3-4 days? The answer is no. Why? Because it's not his fault. It's a takanas bez, and he's an ones. And now the Gemara tells us, at least in the first lashon, similarly, if chalahu o chal sahi o pirsanida, if anyone got sick or she was anida, and that also was an unintentional cause for delay of the wedding, he is not responsible for mazonos. If, however, the delay was his fault, so to speak, not because of an ones, then he would have to pay mazonos. Yes.
Is he not allowed to pay since?
No, he's allowed to do whatever he wants, but he doesn't have to pay. He doesn't have to pay.
But is he allowed to give her truma? Because that's the problem.
Can he give her truma? Probably yes. He can. Probably yes. And let's take a look. So open up, please, to the source halacha. I want to analyze this sugya very, very carefully. Take a look at, and Rabosa, I'm telling you right now, there's going to be a lot of building blocks to the sugya. Okay, so you gotta lock in step by step, because we're gonna go, it's like a pyramid, and we're gonna start to build it out. So let's take a look at the Gemara, the Mishnah Daf Nun Zayin. The Mishnah Daf Nun Zayin tells us this halacha, this is the source halacha. Nosin lebesua shema sechodesh mishatava ba'la farnes satsmo, shem shnosin leisha, kach nosin leisha farnes satsmo. So we give them 12 months to get ready after erusin, to get ready for the marriage. Ula amana shloshim yom. Higiyaz man velo nisu, then ochos mishalova ochos b'tshuma. So if indeed 12 months has passed and he has not yet taken care of the wedding, the nisuin, then she can eat shuma and he has to support her. The Gemara, the Mishnah, goes on to some details, how this applies to a Yidin case, etc. We're going to skip that. And now the Gemara says, last line of the Mishnah, Zu Mishnah Rishon. This was the old Mishnah, the first Mishnah, this was the historic din. However, a subsequent Beis Din came along, Beis Din Shel Acharem came along, and Amru, Ein Ha'isha Ocheles B'tshuma Ad Shetikaneis Lachuma. So the original Takana was, Mishnah Rishona was, after 12 months, Mizonos and Truma. That was the original Takana. Came along on a subsequent Bez, a Mishnah Achrona, and said, after 12 months, Mizonos, yes, but Truma, no. We're not going to let her eat Truma, even after 12 months, and we're uprooting this halacha of Higiyaz Man Velo Nisu with respect to Truma. So far, so good?
Yeah. What's the difference between Mizonos and Truma?
Mizonos is support, food. Truma is there's a halacha of truma. Who eats truma?
A Kohen.
And people that are part of the household of the Kohen. So, for example, Kohen's animals, can they eat Shuma?
Yes.
Yes. An Eved? Yes. An Isha? Yes. She's part of the household. Then it was part of the household, is allowed to eat Shuma. But here, in this case, 12 months, is she really part of the household?
No.
She's only part of the household after after Nisuin. So therefore, the Gemara says, subsequent Bezin came along and said, no Shuma because we'll see why. Okay? And now we're about to see why. So now the Gemara turned the page, Nun Zayin Amid Beis. Nun Zayin Amid Beis, the Gemara now gets into a conversation, a discussion, why exactly do you not eat Shuma? So the Gemara says, Amar Ula. Very important Gemara. Dvar Torah, Arusa Bas Yisrael Ocheles B'Tshuma Shneemar V'Kohen Ki Yikne Nefesh Kinyan Kaspo V'Hainami Kinyan Kaspo Minat Torah. At what point can an Isha Eshes Kohen Minat Torah, meaning she's a Yisraelis, but she marries a Kohen, at what point is she allowed to eat Shuma Minat Torah?
Second.
The second what? After Kiddushin. Why after Kiddushin? Because Kiddushin turns her into what's called Kinyan Kaspa. She is now nicknames to the Baal. She's considered to be part of his household at that point in time as far as this halach of Kinyan Kaspa. Minat Torah, she can eat Shuma. So really, do you have to wait 12 months for her to eat Shuma?
No,
right away she can eat Shuma on a Doraisa level. However, Matam Amru Eina Ocheles. Why is it that Midrabanan, she does not eat? So here you have a machlokas between Ula and Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yehuda. So Ula says, again, Minat Torah Ocheles Bitruma because she's Kenyan Kaspa. Midrabanan, Ula says, Eina Ocheles. Why Eina Ocheles? So Ula says, Adinav Shema Tashke. That's our short end, Shema Tashke. She might give the Truma to who?
Her
to her brothers and sisters, her family members. After all, where is she living during Erisin? Beis Avia. Since she's been Beis Avia, so now she's going to get Truma. What happens? I'm sure it was Shaikats when you were a young chassan before when you got engaged or whatever. So your wife baked you some cookies. What do you do with the cookies? You brought them home. And who do you give them to? You gave them to yourself and you gave them to your chaverim. So that's what happens. And so too over here, she's going to get some gifts from her husband. She's going to bring it home, and she's going to give the fruit to her siblings. Now those siblings are Yisraelim, and they're going to be eating Truma. But Isser, we can't have that happen, so therefore Ula says, stop. That was Ula's position. Rav Shmuel, Rav Yehuda, says the reason that we don't let her eat Truma is because of something called Simpom. Rashi explains, Simpom means a language of bittul. What might happen? What might happen is, does he really fully know what she looks like after Kiddushin? She knows what her face looks like. She's an Isha Tsanua. She knows maybe what her hands look like. But now she has Nisuin, and they go into the marital bedroom, and he's like struck that she is not what he bargained for. Perhaps, I don't know. She has boils all over her body. She has warts. She is terribly, terribly overweight. And she somehow hid that with, what?
Couldn't tell if she's overweight.
She couldn't tell. She somehow concealed it. This is not at all what he bargained for. So he says, wait a second, mekatos. This is not the deal. This was not the deal. And therefore, the kiddushin is ne'ekar lemafreya. It was never a good kiddushin. So this past whole period of time, she's been eating what? She's been eating Shuma, but she's not really an HS Cohen. She's not an Ashes Cohen, and therefore, for one of these two reasons, she is Asura Bitchu. Okay? On a Dorais level, she eats. On a Drabana level, she doesn't eat. And now comes along this new halacha and says, Higias Man. Now, after 12 months, she's once again, in other words, Higias Man, she's allowed to eat. But comes along Mishnah Achrona and says, she eats mizonos, but we're not going to go ahead and allow her to eat what? Truma. Why not? Because of these factors, which exist certainly within 12 months, but they also exist after 12 months. If they're not married, she's still living at home. She does not eat truma, but she will get mizonos. Is the setup clear? Jacob Horn.
If these factors existed during
So we'll see. It's a good question. What's the machlokas between Mishnah Rishona and Mishnah Achrona? I'm not going to get to that today. It's an excellent question. We will get to that point. So far, so good? Okay. So we're going to isolate. We're going to leave Achilas Tshuma to the side for a moment. Okay? Put that on the side. We have the basic structure of Achilas Tshuma. David?
Sorry, the chair is very reclining.
Fantastic. 90-degree angle. Okay. So now, Rabbosai, what is the nature of the halacha that after 12 months, he is required to support it? What is the nature of that halacha? So I asked you to take a look at a Gemara in Maseches Yevamos, source number 4. Yeah, Yoni, you wanted to say something? I'm open to suggestion. What's the nature of the halacha that after 12 months, he has to start supporting them?
At Kedushin, he promised to marry her 12 months later and start supporting
her. So he promised.
The
ksuva, I don't know if many ksuva. I haven't read the ksuva yet. As far as I know, the ksuva is only given at Nisuin. So I don't know about the ksuva. But one second. You want to say, which is legit, that he took it upon himself to get married within 12 months. And if he didn't get married within 12 months, it's like a Kabbalah he took upon himself. I hear what you're saying, Tully. I hear what you're saying. Anything else? What? Well, it's... Why is it automatic? Where's it coming from? Where's it coming from?
What is she supposed to do? She has nowhere to provide for him.
You're right. The same guy who's been providing her for the past 12 months could still provide for her.
But now she's out of her father's house, and she's not
out of her father's house.
Are we punishing the father?
Okay, so in other words, okay, so fine. So let's take a look at the Gemara in Yevamos. Gemara in Yevamos suggests a thought. At least we've shown there suggests a thought. Let's take a look. Yevamos Dav Mem Aleph Mabes. So the Gemara says as follows: this halacha does not just apply; it applies to a regular basula. But Tan Rabban Yevama. Shlosha chadashim harishonim nizonis mishalbal. If a yevama, her husband dies, childless. So now for the first 3 months, does she do yibum? Is there yibum in the first 3 months after the death of the baal? Anyone need a sheet? Rabbo says, is there a halach of yibum within 3 months of the death of the husband? The answer is we don't do yibum there. We don't do yibum. Why don't we do yibum? Within 3 months, you don't do yibum because let's say we do yibum a month after her husband dies. Now she's going to marry the brother. And now, 8 months later, she has a baby. Who's the father?
The husband.
It could be the first husband, and it's a 9-month baby. Or it could be a little bit of a premature baby of the second husband. We don't like to be in a situation where yichus is not clear. So there's a halakha that you have to wait 3 months for yibum. Now in those 3 months that we're waiting, who is supporting this woman? Not the new one. The original Baal's estate is supporting the Isha. Tan Rabban. Yevama shosha chadash mishon nizonis mishal Baal. Mikan va'elech, after 3 months, eino nizonis, lo mishal Baal, v'lo mishal yava. She doesn't get supported from anyone. But let's say she says to the Yavam, listen, 3 months have passed. I'm ready now. Either do Yibam or do Chalitza. So she brings him to Bezdin and says, now it's time to make the call. And Ahmad Badin says, okay, I'll do Yibam. Ubarach. And now he runs away. In such a case, Nizonis Michelle Yavam. Who now has to support her? The Yavam. Now what happened over here? He basically says, okay, I'm gonna do it. And then what did he do? He didn't do it. So we make him support. If you look at Rashi, Rashi writes, why does the Yavam have to support? So Rashi uses final language, last Rashi on the page. Nizonis Michelle Yavam de Konsinon Le. What does that mean?
No!
He
was going to her.
No! Kansinan with a kuf.
I'm jealous. Fine.
What? Fine. We fine him. We penalize him. What is the nature of a knas, of a penalty? Why do we give people penalties?
Punishment for doing something wrong.
Either a punishment for doing something wrong or as a financial incentive to do something better. So we give him a knas to get him to move. If you look at Tosis there, I gave you the Tosis, I just bolded it. Uksas nire de machmas knas shekansu chachamim shelo kansa titnula mizonos. We require mizonos, and then he says, very important, de ha'in ma'ase yadeha shelo kideka omar beper basa de ksuvis I mishamas yadeha lo mishabdele. So Tosus also subscribes to Knas. And he says, anyone knows Maseches Ksuvos, now from Zion, you know that once a husband marries a wife, once Nisuin takes place, who's got to support her? The husband supports the Isha. Is there a quid pro quo? What? Really? You guys don't learn Latin?
Pre-established.
Quid pro quo, is there something that he gets in lieu of mizonos? He gets a wife, true, but something financial. So the answer is yes. He gives her mizonos, but he also gets ma'ase yodeha. What does ma'ase yodeha mean? If she goes out to work, let's say she has a salary. He gets her salary, and he has to support her. Now, more often than not, her salary is going to be less than support. But let's say she's got a great job. So can she say, thank you very much for your mezainis? Keep your mezainis, and I'll keep my ma'ase yadai.
No.
She can say that. Why? Because it's l'tova sa. This is a takana for her, so she's allowed to say, any mizainis, you don't have to support me. The any osa, my ma'ase yadayim are mine. But in general, in exchange for ma'ase yadayim, he gets. Sorry, in exchange for mizonos, he gets ma'ase yadayim. So one second. Simple question. Higi hazman v'lo nisu. They have 12 months, and he hasn't done what? He hasn't got married. So what does he have to do? He has to support her. Does he receive her ma'ase yadayim?
No.
It certainly does depend. But what does Tosa say?
Yes. No.
If the whole nature of the requirement of the husband to pay is a what? Is a knas. How do you say knas in English? Is a penalty, is a fine. So, are we going to go ahead and give him the benefit of ma'ase yadayim?
No.
Or not. It's a penalty. He's not, we're penalizing him, we're trying to incentivize him, so he's not going to get ma'ase yadayim. That is mefurish in Tosis. And if you look at Shita Mekubetza at source number 5, the Shita says, V'imi shum ma'ase yadeha lo meshabdala. She is not required to give ma'ase yadayim. U'mehach mashma de'ina zocheh. The ma'ase yadayim ad shetinase. There is no ma'ase yadayim that goes to him until when? Nisuin. And then he says, the chain hadin ba'arusa, the afapi kain chai b'mizonosem. Even though an arusa after 12 months is entitled to what? Mizonos. But is there going to be a quid pro quo ma'ase yadayim? No. And that makes sense. If you assume Higi Hazman V'lo Nisu is a what? It's a knas. Now tie that back into our sugya. In our sugya, what did the Gemara say? If he's ready to get married on Sunday, and why doesn't he get married on Sunday? Because a shabdu, will he have to pay mizonos?
No.
No, why not?
It's not in his control.
Since it's not his fault, is there any reason to be koneisim? No. Similarly, chalahu, chalsehi, pirsa neither. What is the common denominator of all those three things?
Ones.
If it's an ones, ones rachmana, patre, would there be a basis for a knas in a case of ones?
No.
And that is the simple, simple, simple understanding of our Gemara, is Higiyas Mabalonis is based on knas, and therefore if it's an ones, no matter what the ones is, whether it's his ones, her ones, whatever you might find, that is not going to trigger a chiyuv knas. Yes?
In the case that the Yevon runs away, what if like he like goes completely off the radar and like no one finds him? Like, so how would she?
Well, again, if he has an estate, if he has property, then we'll seize that property. If he can't find him and he has no property, then she's stuck. That's like, you know,
she's like, that's like not getting. Yeah, that's like
it's a problem, right?
Why would he say he's gonna do Yevon with her and then run away, as opposed to just doing Kalitza?
I don't know why. He wants to cleave him, but then something happens. We don't know. Yeah?
But now he's going to randomly support her.
What? He's required to. We Bezin will get involved and require, we'll seize his assets. We'll make him.
He just promised he's going to do even also. So
I understand. Whatever it is. But we're going to require his estate to support him. Yeah, you haven't, you want to just jump the fence.
I'm figuring it out.
Just jump the fence.
Yeah, Gemara down.
Okay.
I didn't want
to make him move in.
Okay.
Yeah! Why is the Baal not entitled to my Seidai if she's entitled to
a... Again, if it's a knas, a penalty, so it's a punishment to him. So why would you give him the benefit if... Okay, now take a look at source number 6, the Shita Mekubetzes. This is a Shita on Daf Nim Zayin. He's quoting a Ritva. And the language of the Ritva and the formulation of the Ritva is, on the one hand, radical and very striking. So says the Ritva, he disagrees altogether. He says, Ochlos Mishalo. Ochlos Mishalo. What does Ochlos Mishalo mean? He has to support her. Perish, Shechaya b'mizono seha. He has to go ahead and pay her mizonos. V'hu adin. And not just mizonos, but Biksuta, he has to clothe her. Uparnasata, he has to make sure she has parnasa. Ki ilu nichnasa lechopa, as if they are actually married.
Ooh.
As if they're actually married. And if they are actually married, then what would also happen? So says the Ritva, Vehu gam kein. Zocha b'mitziyasa. If she finds a lost object, he gets it. Umase yodeha. And he also gets maase yodai. So according to this Ritva, is that the same formulation as we're finding in Tosas and Rashi? Is this about a knas?
No.
L'chor, it's not about a knas. And somehow, and this we'll have to think about, after 12 months, what's her status? It's as if they are married. Are they married?
No.
They're not married. That kiddushin, not nisuin, but after 12 months, something happens. Something kicks in. What kicks in? They become financially married. Because marriage has different aspects to it. So nisuin is necessary for the intimacy part of marriage, but the chiddush of this ritva is higiyas man velo nisu, it's ki'ilu nichnas al chuppah, and the financial part of marriage, that means ma'isi adayim, mitzia, etc., would seemingly kick in. Questions? Yeah.
According to the Ritva,
Higiyah's
man on Sunday
would
matter.
So according to the Ritva, Higiyah's man on Sunday would matter. We'll have to see why. But so you're asking, so how do you understand our Gemara in light of the Ritva? In light of the Ritva, Higiyah's man below Nisu. So we're going to say a Chiddush right now, which I need to develop a little bit, but let's just hear it at first blush. When do you have to start supporting her? When do they have this din of when? So that's not exactly correct. The better way to say it is when Higiyah's man. When Higia Zman. Normally speaking, when is it Higia Zman? 12 months. But if Bezdin says what? That you can't get married on Sunday, you have to get married on Wednesday. Does he have to support her Monday, Tuesday? No, why not? Because it's not called Higia Zman. Even though normally Higia Zman is 12 months. But this is not called Higia Zman because Bezdin is blocking. And apparently, you'll have to argue, according to the first Lashon of the Gemara, Chala, Chalsa, and Pirsanida also would have a status of Lo Higia Zman, and that would explain why you wouldn't have to support her, why the Chiyuvim would not yet kick in. Good? Now, to test this theory out, we're going to take a look at another Gemara. The Gemara is found in Maseches Nedarim, Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. Very interesting Gemara. And this is where life might start to get a little complicated. So far, pretty straightforward. Rabosai, is there anything, what are the things that a husband is entitled to after Nisun? So he gets her Yerusha, Maisa Yadayim, if she dies and he's a Kohen, will he be Matame to her in order to bury her? Yes. All those things kick in at Nisui. One last thing kicks in. He can Mefir Nedareha. He can cancel her vows. Okay, now, watch this mission. Bogeres Sheshohasa Yudbeis Chodesh. So she's a Bogeres. Bogeres means she's an adult woman. And Erisin happened, and 12 months have passed. Or Amana Shloshim Yom. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Hoil Ubala Chayav Bimizono Seha. Since what? Since the Baal now has an obligation to support her, feed her, Yefer. The Baal also can cancel her Nadar. V'chachamim Omrim, Ein HaBaal Mefer, Ad Shetikones Lirshusa. When is the Baal allowed to be Mefer?
When she gets her permission.
When?
She gets her permission.
No. At Nisuin. When the chuppah happens, when she moves into his house. Now, if I was very, very simplistic, how would I explain this machlekes Rabbi Eliezer and the Chacham in the Mishnah? Yes?
I mean, it seems like Rabbi Eliezer is saying it's everything but physical after 12 months.
Meaning, what does 12 months create?
Everything but the
physical. It's ke'ilu nichnas ala chuppah, like the Ritva. And since like the Ritva, then all the non-intimate aspects of marriage are in place, including hafaras nedarim. And what did the Chacham say? There's a chiyuv mezonos. There's a chiyuv mezonos. You have to pay mezonos. What does that have to do with anything else? Maybe knas-like. One could suggest, I don't love it because I don't want to pin a machlokes rishonim into a machlokes tanoim. But that seems like what might be an explanation of this mission. Let's look at the Gemara now. Amar Rabba. So Rabba says, interesting. Rabbi Eliezer u'mishna rishona amru davar echad. Ditznan nosin lebesula yud beis chodesh lefarnis atzma higia yud beis chodesh ocheles mishalo ve'ocheles betruma etc. etc. What did Rabba just do? So Rabba just said that who is Rabbi Eliezer following? Mishnah Rishon. What is bringing Rabba to that point? Because what did Mishnah Rishon say? It's true. She can eat truma. What is the significance of her eating truma? The truma is if you're a czar, you're not allowed to eat truma. she's an Ashes Kohen. If she's an Ashes Kohen, now, again, for the first 12 months, are we letting her eat Shuma?
No,
why not? Shema Tashke, or because of? Simple. But after 12 months, what did Mr. Yishonah say? Enough is enough. And now we are doing something very radical. What are we doing according to Mr. Yishonah? We're saying, halachically, we are married when it comes to everything except intimacy, which means, can she now eat Shuma?
Yeah.
Yes. Where does the Metzias go? To him, I see that to him, and he can now what? Be made for Nedarim. So Rabbi Eliezer is Mishnah Rishon. And now, Rabbah says, Zumish Rishona, based in Achareyem, Amru Inisha Chazu Chumach Chazachopa. And therefore, what are the Chachamim saying essentially? Chachamim are Mishnah Achrona, who says, even after 12 months, is achi mezonos, but no such thing as what? As achilas chuma. Because are they halachically married?
No.
They're not halachically married. And if they're not halachically married, can he be made for nedareha? No. And presumably, arguably, perhaps not mitziah and not maisiyah daim. In other words, Rabbah, according to the Gemara in Nedarim, is very much highlighting these two ways of looking at Hikiyas Mandalonis and suggesting, says Rabbah, that yes, these two approaches are indeed the machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Chachamim. According to Rabbi Eliezer, what does 12 months do? It causes them to be halachically deemed. We impute marriage with respect to Mamonos matters. And that's Rabbi Eliezer's position. And that's Mishnah Rishona. She can eat Shuma, Hafaras Nedarim, etc. What does Mishnah Achrona say? No Shuma. Mizonos, yes. Nothing else. That's the view of Chachamim. And that's how Rabbah can understand this Machlokas. Is that the end of the story?
No.
Comes on Abaye. And Abaye says something very, very different. Says Abaye, I'm going to Abaye. Dilma? No. I don't want to line up Rabbi Eliezer with Mishnah Rishona and Chacham with Mishnah Achrona. Dilma, Lohi, ad kan lo ka'ashmi'ina mishrishona ela lemechal chuma dirabon. Aval nedarim doraisa emala. Gentlemen, when we speak about hafaras nedarim, is that a din doraisa or a din dirabon? Parshas?
It's
the Raisa, for sure. Parshas Matos Masa, right there. A Baal is made fair, his wife's Nedarim. That's a Din D'Oraisa. When we speak about the woman eating Truma, says Abaye, no one ever entertained the possibility that a woman would be allowed to eat Truma D'Oraisa after 12 months. No way. Is she married after 12 months? We still have a problem of Shema, Tashke, or Simpo. But not everything is Truma Doraisa. What's Truma Doraisa? What's Truma Doraisa? What kind of foods are Truma Doraisa?
Fruit, meat.
Dagon, Tirosh, the Yitzar. Oil, olive oil, wine, and wheat. What about apples, oranges, peaches? That's only Truma Durabon. So says Abaye, when did Mishnah Rishona say, Ocheles B'Truma? Never, ever meant what? Truma Doraisa. No way. Only Truma Drabana. But here we're talking about the Darim, which is a din Doraisa. So says Abai. Where's Abai? Amar Abai. Dilma Loi. I can't look how much Shmina Mishra Shana Lemechal Truma Dorabana. Avon the Darim Doraisa. Amalo. Aye. So how does Rabbi Eliezer say that the Baal could be made for her in a Darim after 12 months? How is that possible? So says the Gemara, according to Abaye, Ad kan lo shamas le Rav Elazar el agave nedarim. Nedarim also might be exceptional. Because when a woman makes nedarim and she is attached to a man, we have a din of Rabbi Pinchas. And Rabbi Pinchas says, Ko hanoderes al das baila hinoderes. When she makes a neder, what's in the back of her head? This neder is only going to be valid if my husband agrees. That's in her head, implicitly or otherwise. So therefore, after 12 months, says Rabbi Loza, can her husband invalidate the wedding, the neder?
Yes.
Why? Because she only made it al das baila. Aval shruma. But shruma, says Rabbi Eliezer, don't pin me to Mishnah Rishon. I still can live with Mishnah Achrona. Can she Truma?
Yes.
No. Why? Because of Shema, Tashke, no Truma. But why do I say she can't be made for Nadar? Because of a separate, unique halacha Nadar. Okay. I'm going to pause here. I have thrown at you today a lot of information. It's a lot of information. What we need to, as I said, it's a pyramid. Today we went wide, lot of information. We have Mishnah Rishonah, Mishnah Achrona. We have two visions of how the din of Hikiyas Mavalonisa works. And we have the tie-in, Rabbah and Abaye, when it comes to the Dharma and its application. What we need to do now is take all of that and bring it back into our sugya. And that's also going to require, we're nowhere near the top of the pyramid. We are level 2 of the pyramid, about 8 levels. 8 levels. We're level 2. We're past level 1 at level 2. So I need you guys to get this down, make sure you have it down, and then we'll be building towards level 1 tomorrow. Okay? Have an excellent afternoon. And God.